MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 25, 2025. A hearing on Gloucester rate hikes will be taking place tonight at City Hall, and Amesbury City Hall is all set to move to its new location. Sun and clouds today, upper 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:47 a.m. and 9:27 p.m. Ethan Foreman's reporting in the Gloucester Times. Gloucester's City Council will hold a public hearing tonight regarding fee hikes for the daily use of the Dunfudgeon boat ramp, the use of transient moorings in the harbor, and recreational transient boater tie-ups at Solomon Jacobs Landing. The meeting is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. in City Hall at 9 Dale Avenue and on Zoom, with a link available on the event calendar of the city's website, gloucester-ma.gov. Other fee increases are also coming down the pike. With the city in the last year of a multi-year trash contract and with costs rising, the Department of Public Works is seeking approval for an increase in the price for pay-as-you-throw trash bags. Under the proposal, the cost for a large 36-gallon bag would increase from $2.25 to $4. That's nearly 44%. The Newburyport Daily News reports everything is on track for Amesbury City Hall to move to its new Market Square location in the middle of this year, after the City Council unanimously approved the city's purchase of Bank Prov's headquarters in December, according to city officials. The news broke November 6 that Bank Prov intended to sell its landmark building to the city for $3.15 million. A portion of the 1850s-era structure located at 5 Market Street in Amesbury will be leased back to Bank Prov so it can continue banking operations there. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Salem News reporter Jill Harmasinski is writing that a North of Boston teacher accused of sexually assaulting a dozen young girls must abide by his daytime curfew, GPS monitoring, and stay-away orders as he awaits trial this summer in Superior Court. Defense attorneys for 38-year-old Daniel Hakim of North Andover filed a motion asking to remove his electronic monitoring device and curfew so he could spend more time out at night and spending time with his children. Prosecutors opposed the request, noting that the sexual assault charges Hakim is facing carry minimum sentences of 10 years in prison and maximum sentences of life in prison. He's charged with sexually assaulting a dozen girls between the ages of 6 and 8 while working as a teacher at the Saltonstall School in Salem. And Isaac Green is reporting on itemlive.com. Lynn residents along Willow Street and Oxford Street experienced a temporary water shutdown on Monday. According to an advisory from the Lynn Water and Sewer Commission, work on the water system required shutting down the main water main from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., meaning affected homes and businesses experienced little to no water service during that time. In sports, MIAA tournament action opened last night, and it was a tough night for the locals. In boys basketball, Peabody lost to Barnstable 61-56, and Archbishop Williams beat Marblehead 52-42. In girls basketball, Reading beat Marblehead 39-20, and Lynn English fell at Attleboro 66-56. Defending boys state champion hockey teams St. John's Prep and Marblehead open tournament play this week. The Prep will host Andover tonight at 5:30, and Marblehead will host Blackstone Valley tomorrow night. The Salem State women's basketball team will host Fitchburg tonight in a MASCAC quarterfinal league playoff tip-off at 7 p.m. And the Celtics and Bruins were off last night, and both teams return to action tonight. The Bruins host the Maple Leafs. The Celtics play at the Raptors. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.